It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
Protests in Denver over the death of George Floyd continued Sunday. Several hundred people gathered outside the state capitol. Yvonne Mena, a Denverite originally from Kenya, said her 20-year-old brother was followed in his car last week by four white men.
It's unfortunately not something new to him, experiencing that kind of fear and having to navigate from a place of, you know, worrying if he'll be able to go home.
Marchers came out this weekend in Grand Junction and Colorado Springs to protest violence by police. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suther says cities can start to avoid incidents like the one in Minneapolis by recruiting a highly qualified and racially diverse police force.
You're going to train them the very best you can. You can have an outstanding academy, all the up-to-date training and bias training, use of force, all that sort of thing. And then you're going to examine each and every incident individually.
Last year, Colorado Springs police officer shot 19-year-old Devon Bailey as he fled from questioning. A grand jury later acquitted the two officers. Denver Public Schools has released a plan for reopening classrooms in the fall. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine says it calls for students to attend in-person classes at least 2 days a week.
The district wants feedback from families on three options. Each allows for about half a school's student body to attend at a time. Desks must stay 6 feet apart. One scenario has two groups of students alternating days at school and learning remotely. Another has students in school for 1 week and at home for the next. Mondays would be dedicated to those with high needs, like English language learners and students with disabilities. The plan will be finalized in late June. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.